Pseudotumor cerebri in a severely obese adolescent girl. Case report. Authors: Anak Lara Curbelo Sanchez, Camila Fresela, Lucia Morant, and Lorley Garcia. Abstract. Introduction: Pseudotumor cerebri is characterized by an increase in intracranial pressure without an identifiable secondary cause. It is a rare entity, but its prevalence increases in the presence of risk factors such as female sex, obesity, or rapid weight gain, polycystic ovary syndrome, and smoking. Obesity is the main risk factor attributed in the adolescent population. Case report: adolescent with elements of metabolic syndrome presenting with sixth cranial nerve palsy. The diagnostic process of pseudotumor cerebri, its treatment, and relationship with modifiable risk factors are described. Discussion: the most frequently reported symptoms are headache, sixth cranial nerve palsy, and papilledema in more than 90% of the cases. Without treatment, this neurological syndrome can cause irreversible sequelae, being essential an adequate and timely pharmacological treatment in addition to lifestyle modifications. Conclusions: once the disorder has been diagnosed, the most appropriate medical treatment should be selected, with periodic evaluation to monitor the response and possible adverse effects of the drugs used. To perform a staged and multidisciplinary treatment of obesity as a main risk factor, with particular emphasis on the prevention of pseudotumor of the brain syndrome flare-up. The work was carried out in the Hospital Pediatrico del Centro Hospitalario Pereira Rosal, Montevideo, Uruguay.